brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
And welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Michael Corbin, sitting in for Alex Jones. Today, I'm doing it, and tomorrow and Friday, Erskine will be filling in for Alex, who is in New York covering the Republican National Convention, and he is going to be giving updates, live updates, each day to let us know what's going on, because we're not getting the full story from the establishment media, the mainstream media. We're just not getting the straight story. We were talking last hour that there may be more than 1,000 people that have been arrested in protests in New York, and the establishment media is just not reporting those kinds of numbers. They're making it sound that there's like no real serious problems there, but there are, and Alex is going to update us coming up at the bottom of the hour today on it. And real quick, before I get back to Paul, I want to direct you to check out Alex's websites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Both of those websites contain his videos and his books. You can get them online. Now, Alex's newest film is American Dictators, documenting the staged election of 2004. And, of course, this film documents the dynamic between the two parties that are running for president and how they are related. They're cousins. And they're also members of the Skull and Bones. Now, in a dictatorship, which is where this is all headed, there are no choices. The elections are controlled. The police are the military. We're seeing that unfold in New York, and other examples of that around the country, as Alex has documented. Fear equals control. 9/11 is one good example of that. This is psychological warfare. Speech is suppressed. The economy is looted. The people are the slaves. That is very, very true, and our economy is being looted. I mean, how many kinds of documentation do we need to realize that this is what is taking place, what's happening here? You know, outsourcing the government, privatization of the war, just on and on and on. The totalization treaty that is being proposed. These are examples of how we are being forced to keep our nose to the grindstone and finance this unholy thing that is taking place, and it's sucking the life right out of our country. Now, again, American Dictators, documenting the staged election of 2004, Alex's newest film, available on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, online, or you can call toll-free at 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Now, if you're a subscriber to PrisonPlanet.tv, you can view that video on a stream there. And if you're not, a subscriber, and you're just you're accessing Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, there is a 20-minute segment there at those two websites that you can you get a sample of this this new film, American Dictators. Again, you can order online at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or you can call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. And welcome back, Paul. And let's see, I wonder if we've got time to take another call. We'll take Fred in Pennsylvania. Fred, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Michael.
Yes.
I want to back up Paul's statement about the disinformation on especially the local New York radio stations, because I tuned in last night, and the tone that I got from the reporter was that quote-unquote bad people are being punished, which isn't actually
that's not the case. Right.
And the tone that I got from the station was that you know, they had to chase down 150 bad people and arrest them.
Mm-hmm.
And also that, you know, Commissioner Kelly got on the radio and said that, you know, the protesters had become violent, and I don't really see any evidence of that.
Okay.
And I also wanted to say,
Fred, we gotta grab the break. Just hold on. I'll take you back after we come back. Okay. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We'll be right back after the break.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
And again, I'm Michael Corbin, sitting in for Alex, who is in New York covering the Republican National Convention. And we will be getting a report, a live report from him coming up at the bottom of the hour. Our number today is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Paul Joseph Watson is with me now. And let's grab Fred real quick in Pennsylvania. Fred, you're back on the air, and let's get to your point, okay? Fred, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
The coverage is, Paul said that big media is complicit in the events of the disinformation of this convention, and he is right on. I back Paul completely on that. I think that if you listen to the New York stations carefully, you'll realize that. And also, I want to switch very briefly over to this scandal of apparently there has been $59 million earmarked. Colin Powell said in a speech a couple of months ago for the prevention of a peaceful transition to Raul Castro. And he gave a speech that was in, I think, either Wall Street Journal or New York Times. I didn't cut the article out, but it had a, 200-word article, and that he boasted about $59 million being available. The government was going to spend.
Yeah.
To prevent this transition to the next Cuban president. And I don't think that's legal under any system of international law.
Well, again, this goes back to our foreign policy. Paul, I'm curious, have you heard anything about that?
I haven't, no. Going back to the original point, in my view, that the protests have shown remarkable restraint. The only examples of violence on the part of the protesters were, as Alex mentioned yesterday, the man hitting the police officer who ploughed into a group of people on his moped. Apart from that, we've had examples of groups of protesters unarresting other protesters who have been arrested by simply dragging them away from police. So if you want to class that as violence, then fair enough. But, I mean, the policy, as I mentioned, might be the case on Monday, is that many of the police are not wearing badge numbers. So the protesters can't take down their badge numbers if any violence or police brutality takes place, and that's obviously to avoid lawsuits later on. So, I mean, the only abuses that I've seen and that the eyewitnesses are reporting are on the part of the police or the people who have ordered them to carry out these policies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Fred, thanks. All right. We're going to move on, okay? Thank you. And let's take Paul in New Jersey. Good afternoon, Paul. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just want to make a few comments about immigration,
okay.
particularly from Islamic nations. I went to the Department of Homeland Security website where you can download immigration statistics, and I did this for the year 2002.
Mm-hmm.
What I did was I used my almanac, and I excluded all nations that were less than 50% or less Islamic. Any nation that was 50% or more Islamic, I included. And altogether, I added up those countries for the grand total of 100,765 legal immigrants
uh-huh.
in the year 2002
yeah.
from majority Islamic nations.
Mm-hmm.
And this runs straight in the face of a supposed war on terror. And also, especially when you see the many conflicts between Islamic, Christian cultures throughout the world from or even non-Christian, as in Kashmir, in the Philippines, you would think any nation that wanted to prevent future ethnic or religious conflict would want to maintain basically a religious majority of the, especially the Christian descendants.
Now, are you
in
saying? Now, I take a little issue with this because of the fact that you just said that the statistics indicated legal immigration.
Yeah, in 1 year's time.
In 1 year's time, and again, I'm not sure that I find any problem with that. Why would I see what you're saying? But we can't exclude people.
Why not?
From coming to this country?
Why not?
Because that's the basis of this country has always been people coming here. Regardless of their ethnic background and their religious background.
That's not true at all. And by the way, I would suggest that you read Peter Brimelow's book called Alien Nation, where he discusses that. This country was always highly selective about immigration, and let's be honest about it, for most of the time preferred white Christians from Europe as the
ideal. Well, I don't think I agree with that at all. I don't know who Paul Brimelow is, and
Peter Brimelow.
Peter Brimelow. I'm not sure who he is, but what I'm saying is that if we have if we need to refine our immigration policy, when people come here legally, I have no problem with that.
Oh, I have a problem.
I have a
with
problem
that.
With the illegals coming here.
No, I have a problem with legal and illegal immigration because I see this as demographic war against what was a 90% white nation in 1950, and what they look forward to being. A non-white nation by 2050, so in a 100-year period of time, you'll have seen the white race in North America.
No. You know, that's ridiculous. Thanks for your call.
The American Indians.
Yeah, no. Paul, this is not... I'm not going to go there with you on this deal, okay? Because this is wrong. All right. This country has always stood for welcoming people from other countries. All of us, for the most part, have a heritage that is not American. And I completely disagree with that. I really do. I'm sorry about that, but I do. Paul, you have any comments you want to add to that?
I suggest you get read Peter Brimelow's book and really look at immigration
in
the past.
No. Okay, that's it. Paul Watson, I'm addressing you.
Well, we know that there are these strict guidelines in place, these strict naturalization programs. whereby legal immigrants are taught the Constitution. They're taught, you know, the English language, and that's what builds the nation, people who know freedom no matter where they come from.
That's right.
As America was founded by immigrants. Obviously, the problem which is being purposefully ignored is the illegal wave from Mexico, which amounts to an invading army.
That's right.
On that point, interestingly enough, many of the listeners will have seen the photographs of the children's candy toys which have come out in the past week depicting a plane, you know, slamming into a tower and Osama bin Laden being, you know, pictured next to them. Turns out that those toys were manufactured in Mexico. So, I mean, that's where the real threat's coming from. Mm-hmm. Illegal invading army of Mexicans who really do hate America. But the issue of naturalized legal immigrants that know their rights and just want to make a good living, then obviously I've got no problem with that.
I don't either.
Benefit the country.
And, you know, I wonder sometimes who's worse. You know, when we talk about all this stuff, the thing is that attitudes like that, this Paul from New Jersey, attitudes like that feed into this fascist system anyway, because, you know, it seeks to divide, and it divide the country. These attitudes divide the country, and it is totally, in my opinion, it's BS. I mean, it's just wrong.
Well, I mean, it allows the opposition
yes.
to then hold up anti-illegal immigration as being a position held by people like that caller with overtly, you know, racist viewpoints. So then they can say that, you know, if you're against immigration, then you're racist. It plays right into their hands when we're merely pointing out that we're against illegal immigration. So it's a very dangerous, you know, setting to get involved in, where they can just label us as racist because of people like that who espouse those kind of viewpoints.
Yeah, I think Paul needs to go back and read the Bill of Rights, too. It says all men are created equal. You know, this is the thing. Like you said, no matter where you are on the planet, okay, we all have this inalienable right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And if the United States has always been that beacon of hope to those people, more power to it. That's the way I see it.
Well,
right?
And in many cases, the people who do go through these strict naturalization programs are more educated on the Constitution
Absolutely.
Than Americans, because they're taking those kind of classes out of the school system.
And I have no problem with that either, because, again, you know, coming to America requires certain things. In other words, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. But, again, you know, I can't embrace this other guy's attitude at all. Hey, back on PrisonPlanet.com, I'm looking here at the article that you have under Big Brother about the iris recognition added to school security. What's going on with that?
Well, yeah, this has been taking place up and down the country. In this case, it's for parents who come to collect their children from school. They're saying it's voluntary at the moment, but in many cases it's mandatory, where, you know, at the gate of the school they have to submit to this mandatory eye scan.
Yeah.
And it's part of the drive to get the police state, the Big Brother mentality, into schools so that children grow up within that system and then embrace it, you know, when they come to adulthood, so they will not speak out against things like cameras on the streets, 4.2 million of which are in London right now. So it's part of that brainwashing education process to get people to accept Big Brother, because they introduce it, you know, at the educational level.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, this is just another indication of how they're utilizing every avenue that they have available to them. Public education is a good example of another evil. They're using every avenue that they have to gain your biometric data and get it into a database.
And it's all fueled by the fear, you know, of a kind of Columbine incident, which we know was staged from the research, and
yep.
the recent wave of, or so-called wave of, child abductions, which in fact has not increased in number since the 70s. It's actually gradually gone down, but because it's been in the media so often, people think that it's an increasing wave. And so then that, in a kind of pack mentality, that makes people embrace this kind of Big Brother technology to try and protect against that. And here in England, they've announced and are about to roll out a database which lists every child at birth with all their details on a biometric card. So, I mean, it really is getting down to that level now.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take the break, Paul, and when we come back, we'll continue. Our number is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. I'm Michael Corbin, sitting in for Alex Jones. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you a diabetic? Do you know someone who is? Well, here's some great news that can save you time and money. If you are required to test your blood sugar, Medicare and Medicaid may pay for your diabetes testing supplies. And if that's of interest to you, you need to know about RTEX Medical. We'll ship your diabetes supplies right to your door at no cost to you, and we work with Medicare and Medicaid and even most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits. Call now to confirm your eligibility. 800-419-2335. Again, we are RTEX Medical, and our commitment to you is to save you time, money, and hassles on receiving your diabetes testing supplies. There are no membership fees, no shipping costs. We even file all the insurance claims, so call 24 hours a day. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335.
We continue. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Paul Joseph Watson is online with me. He is Alex's webmaster at prisonplanet.tv and prisonplanet.com. And again, those websites offer a full range of information about what is going on. And also, Alex's videos and books are also available there. You can order any of them online, or you can call 1-888-253-3139. 1-888-253-3139. Now, as I mentioned, Alex will be joining me live at the bottom of the hour here.
to give us an update from New York. He is on the ground there, and he is covering what is the, what the establishment media seems to ignore. So we're going to find out what's really, really going on in New York. And, Paul, let's grab another call. Let's take Wayne from Michigan. Good afternoon. You're on the air, Wayne. Hello, Wayne.
The voting system.
What was that, Wayne?
How about eliminating the voting system?
Uh-huh. What about it?
Have three cards, a Libertarian card,
uh-huh,
a Democratic card, and a Republican card. Each person picks a card, and they're governed by that card.
Okay. Paul, did you want to say anything about that?
I don't quite grasp what the call is saying there.
Wayne, can you elaborate a little bit more on it?
Well, if you pick a Libertarian card, you're governed by the rules of a Libertarian. And if you pick a Democrat card, you're governed by the rules of the Democrat. Same way the Republican card.
I don't agree with that. I mean, I don't think that's really the case necessarily.
You don't think that would work?
Well, I think that what we need to do is we need to reform the voting system so that it allows third-party candidates to get in the game. That's what we need to do.
Well, I think eventually it would end up with one card because the people would be going with the one that favors them the most.
Okay.
And it would probably be Libertarian because Libertarian seems to have the best benefits for everybody.
Well, I agree. I mean, the Libertarian Party is looking at eliminating a large portion of the government we don't need.
So I just throwing in there something to think about, so I'm going to let you go.
All right. Well, thank you for your call. And, Paul, just jump in if you want to say anything about that.
Well, if we were to pick a card out of three, it certainly gives us a better chance of getting a third-party candidate in, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the caller earlier was talking about the Libertarian candidate Badnarik, why he doesn't have anti-immigration as a platform. It's interesting that the candidacy was between him and Aaron Russo, who you would expect to be more liberal because, you know, he was in Hollywood.
Yeah.
But in fact, Russo's platform was geared around controlling the border. So in a sense, it's a shame that Russo didn't get in. But then again, Badnarik, as I mentioned in a previous show, has been up and down the country over the past year or so, teaching these constitutional classes. And obviously, to defend the border is constitutional. So
absolutely.
But, I mean, it's not a part of his platform, which again goes back to that thing about how third-party candidates are there to educate people. So it is a question over him as to why it's not on his platform.
Right, exactly. Let's grab another call. We've got Don in Pennsylvania. Good afternoon, Don. You're on the air.
Hi, Michael. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I was just letting you know that this morning I was watching MSNBC,
yeah,
and right behind them they had a whole bunch of things of where's the weapons of mass destruction, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
You know, protesters as far as that. And what was that bill there for the Social Security for Mexico there?
It's the Totalization Treaty.
You know, there is no bill number or anything.
No, you know, I haven't got that far with it, but I can, what you do is you go to usbc.org, the USBC, which is stands for the U.S. Border Control, .org, usbc.org. You go to that website, there is a full complement of information about that treaty. Bush is trying to sneak it through. So it's you have to spend a little time digging into it because it's buried. And as I said, you know, yesterday when I was talking about it, the timing is very suspicious because it's geared to slam it through while Congress is not in session, and most of them are out campaigning. So and we have less than 30 days to get it repealed. I think it's going to become a reality if enough people don't get up and tell their congressmen that they want it repealed.
Well, no, I've already, you know, with that in mind, I'll just call my senators here in Pennsylvania. But the other thing is, I did call about my, you know, representatives about Ron Paul's bill there for changing legal tender on the notes that we have.
Right.
And
right.
I got a response back, and it just said I was very interested. I never knew about it. So
yeah,
they're about as ignorant as what most of the people are.
Yeah.
Okay. And at the same time, I just received it in the mail, the Patriot Act. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Don, we got to go. I'm sorry to interrupt you right there, but we got to go. We're on a break here. Thanks for your call. 1-800-259-9231. We'll be right back with Alex Jones. I'm Michael Corbin. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
We at ActiveX America Incorporated would like to thank our faithful customers for making Sinflex one of the leading glucosamine and chondroitin formulas on the market today. Our liquid glucosamine complex not only combines pharmaceutical quality glucosamine and chondroitin, but also contains natural anti-inflammatories that can help reduce pain and inflammation without the harmful side effects that can occur from taking pharmaceutical drugs. For those of you who have arthritis or joint pain and have not yet tried Sinflex, go to our website to learn more about the product that has given so many the everyday relief their achy joints yearn for. Log on to the web at www.activexamerica.com. We have so many great success stories, important glucosamine studies and data, and a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee on your first order. If you're interested in learning more or want to get Sinflex and ease the pain today, visit www.activexamerica.com. That's www.activexamerica.com.
Continue 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. I want to thank Paul Joseph Watson for spending some time with us. He is, again, Alex's webmaster, prisonplanet.tv and prisonplanet.com. And I want to direct you to go to those websites, check them out, because as I said before, they offer a full range of offerings and information in this continuing information war. And this is one of the best ways you can stay informed about what is going on, aside from listening to Alex on his program. Now, we're waiting for Alex to join us. He's going to call in from New York live, and he's going to give us an update on what's going on out there. And as soon as he calls in, we'll get him on with us. And let's continue with calls. We've got Ron calling in from New York. Good afternoon, Ron. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Michael.
Hi.
You know, after 3 days, actually 4 days of protest, I've come to a conclusion. And it's an educated conclusion because, of course, I called yesterday. You know my background.
Right.
I know how to decipher things. I understand the tactics that are utilized under normal conditions and normal circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say that I do believe the tactics that are being utilized here, that have been designed, were not so much motivated, I think, out of practical police necessity as out of political necessity.
Sure.
And in doing so, that is where they made a big problem. Now, you have tactics being used where, first off, And this pretty much is unprecedented in the history of this city, and it's dealing with major protests within living memory. Groups who applied for permits were denied permits. Now, that is ridiculous and, as I said, unprecedented, especially in light of such a major national political event, maybe even international political event, where you have a convention being held by the ruling party and the ruling administration.
Mm-hmm.
They would have been wiser to issue those permits. They would have had more of a controlling factor, and I don't mean that in a negative way. I'm talking about things done in an orderly factor,
yeah,
so nothing could degenerate into disorder.
Sure.
However, it does have to be said, and I can't stress this enough, still, the vast majority of those who are protesting are nonviolent and non-incendiary. It's a very small percentage. Many of the conflicts that even occur, that being said, are not that the protesters are necessarily initiating aggression. They're reacting to aggression being initiated to them.
Right, exactly.
They're not drawing mm-hmm. first blood in the majority of the cases. I won't say 100%, but I will say in the majority of the cases.
Sure.
Now, yeah. On the other side, you not only have tactics that are designed with politics more in mind than police practicality and necessity. You have police, and your national audience may not know this, who are sitting out there doing 12-hour tours under a very hot August sun. Many of them are a little frazzled under the collar already because they're frustrated with their ability to get a proper wage and have a contract settlement. And I believe some part of what's happening is, and maybe it was engineered this way, is that that aggravation is building up and they're focusing their aggression towards the protesters because maybe they are upset with the administration not handling or listening to their cries for, you know, economic upward social mobility, and they're refocusing those energies in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
On top of that, the tactics, as I said, are poorly designed. And if the protesters are so violent, there is one glaring fact which cannot be omitted,
uh-huh.
though it's not been mentioned in the mainstream.
Yeah.
If you had tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of protesters who went berserk, which is not the case, but this is the way the mainstream media is trying to slant it and portray it and spin it, then you would have a large number of corresponding police injuries. Now, to the best of my knowledge, and I have a little more knowledge than the average layman because I'm still connected to that society, okay?
Yeah.
There have practically been no police injuries. So how violent could these tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of protesters have been?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ron, very good point. I've got to move on. We've got Alex. He's on the phone. We're going to take him up right now, okay? All right. Thanks for your call. And reporting live from New York, Alex Jones is on the ground out there at the Republican National Convention. Good afternoon, Alex. How are things going out there?
Oh, it's a beautiful day here in New York. It's actually cooled down a little bit from 95 degrees to about 85 degrees. And what Ron from New York was just saying is absolutely correct.
Yep.
You have small cadres of these anarchists led by feds. We've had them even threaten us. And they go out and in the middle of a peaceful demonstration will hit a cop or throw a bottle or set something on fire out in the street. And then the police will come in and attack the general public en masse. And last night, of course, I was in the convention for Arnold Schwarzenegger's speech and the rest of them. The Schwarzeneggers, Maria Shriver was there in the presidential box with George Herbert Walker, Bush 41,
ooh.
And the Schwarzenegger's four children, who you rarely see out in the light of day, who live up in a resort town in Idaho, they were there, his two small sons and his two older daughters, and Arnold got up there and actually used, "We will not falter, we will not waver, we will not," he was using all these Hitlerian quotes. He was talking about homeland security, and then Arnold talked about how when the Soviets had control of Austria for a little while at the end of World War II, when he was a small child, how he would ride around with his father and his uncles and how they were afraid. They'd be questioned, how you weren't allowed to look at the police in the eyes and how people were disappeared. And I went, wait a minute. If you look at the police in the eyes here, they'll get in your face or attack you.
Yeah.
If you're videotaping in public, they'll come after you many times, admitting there's no law. People are being disappeared. Lawyers who represent people who are being charged with terrorism are being charged with terrorism themselves. The Patriot Act sets it up where they can secretly arrest citizens, and it was just frightening to be right there, very close to Schwarzenegger, because I had passes, you know, right down to the floor to see Schwarzenegger just on this complete and total power trip, and to see Orrin Hatch also there in one of the elite boxes, Senator Orrin Hatch, who said he wants to get rid of the 22nd Amendment so Arnold could be president, a guy who has said that he admires Hitler and wants to be like him, who loves Kurt Waldheim, regardless of the fact that he's a Nazi. Just all of this, to see this happening and to know how the Bushes were connected to the Nazis up until the early 50s. And again, if you're just joining us, we're not for Kerry either, folks. The point is they control both sides of the equation.
Yeah.
And there are just massive protests going on all over New York continually. And again, on Sunday, it was 300,000 plus, and the media said thousands. Now they have arrested over 1,000 people, and they're being held, being moved right now. There's going to be a protest at 4 o'clock, come up in a few hours. They're being moved to a park by a train station where they put up fences around them, literally in an open-air camp. And there's supposedly going to be a big demonstration there. Things might get violent there because the anarchists are saying they're going to stage some type of riot. So things are really, really heating up. Of course, Lord Bush has not arrived in town yet, but Cheney's been here all week. And we will continue to cover this as it develops, Michael.
Very good. And you were reporting yesterday that you were anticipating some wild excitement last night. How did things go last night?
There were a lot of arrests. The police beat the living daylights out of a whole bunch of people almost for nothing. I personally saw police dogs jumping up and snapping at men, women, and children. You have the shopping district down around Madison Square Garden, and the police basically just to get in there, you go through about 8 different checkpoints, but then the police have set up quasi-checkpoints about 4 or 5 blocks outside that, outside the so-called national security perimeter.
Yeah.
And I personally saw 2 women, elderly women, by elderly, 70-plus years old, with their shopping bags, dressed with their pearl necklaces, walking nowhere near the convention center, and these 2 police dogs just run up to them and start snapping and barking, and they're freaking out, and the police are digging through their bags. It's just total insanity, basically, and we are in a city that is under martial law. The police will threaten to arrest you for videotaping, even though they admit there's no law. They have personally smashed cameras of women in front of me, made me erase tapes. They have done this to other journalists right in front of me. It is just incredible. And then you go inside of the facility, and they check your badges over and over and over and over and over again. And this is a city under martial law. Swarms of helicopters, regular army, National Guard, police in the black helmets with the AR-15s and the Heckler & Koch assault rifles.
Mm-hmm.
And none of it has anything to do with terrorism. This is all a massive conditioning process to train the public how to submit to this tyranny, Michael.
Yep, absolutely. And it's egregious. I think it's very egregious. It's awful. Now, the mainstream establishment media is reporting, basically, in a nutshell, that all is well there. They're reporting a low number of arrests. What can you tell us about the numbers of arrests that are really taking place out there?
Well, that's the funny thing. You know, I got in about 1 o'clock in the morning after just covering this all day yesterday. Well, there were some big developments at Ground Zero I can get to in a second.
Okay.
And I turned on CNN, and they said, a few hundred arrests all week, all is well, everything's great. Everyone loves Bush in New York, all these interviews with New Yorkers that just love it. Turned on Fox, same propaganda, everybody loves it, a few hundred arrests. And then you turn to local New York channels, as of yesterday, over 1,000 arrests, people being moved out of the jails and out of this huge pen that's got, again, over 1,000 people, arrests going on everywhere for the most petty of reasons. And I saw a big arrest yesterday, a big peace march, a peaceful peace march, was gathering on a main avenue by the Millennium Hilton Hotel,
mm-hmm.
right across the street from Ground Zero, and the new Building 7 they've almost completed that they're constructing. And we get there, and there are hundreds of police lined up in the black helmets with the machine guns, and I start interviewing them, trying to talk to them, and this New York police officer in plain clothes is sitting there with a big camera taking pictures of everybody, and I get in his face, and he pushes me. I tell him that's assault. Then across the street, you have the peace march rallying, and there were so many of them that they were getting out into the street. I mean, there was no way. It was just a huge mass of people.
Yeah.
And so the police just moved in and arrested over 100 people right there, cracked some heads, just swarming all over the place. So this is indicative of what you see. Then I saw Neil Bortz, the Sinico talk show host. I'm sitting there, the neocon. I'm sitting there, the ultra-liberal Neil Bortz. I'm sitting there talking to cops about Operation Northwoods and about PNAC and government prior knowledge and all this, and I'm telling them, wake up and please check out what I'm saying. You know, go to prisonplanet.com, look at the 9/11 section, go to infowars.com, go to the 9/11 section, just please check out these keywords, type it in the main search engine, it's Library of Congress, government plans to carry out 9/11. And I look to my right, and there's Neil Bortz sitting there just laughing at me.
Really?
So I stick a camera in his face, yeah. And I go, well, tell us why we're wrong. You're a pilot, Neil. I've heard you talk about it. If your Cessna's off course for a few minutes, jets are launched, intercept. But on this day, for an hour and 25 minutes, nothing's done. And he goes, you got to pay me $2,000 to talk to you. I'm all about money, and I got to have $2,000 to even talk to you. I make more than $2,000 an hour. He was really obnoxious. So I started ranting and raving at him, and he finally started to get it and then basically scurried off. But this is just what's ongoing. And to the feeling of evil and oppression inside the Republican National Convention is amazing, and it's kind of a paradox. You see all these evil controllers and media people and congressmen and senators with all their voting records of big government and control and tyranny acting like they're conservative, and then to watch the speeches that all sound great but are diametrically opposed to the reality of what they're doing, it's just disgusting. This is Babylon. This is martial law. This is a police state. And this is what all of America is going to be. And Michael, I'll tell you, I don't have anything against police. But obviously, when you're in a restaurant or something, there's three or four cops. You'll kind of look at them. You might feel a little uncomfortable sometimes. Whatever, because it's, you know, the authority and the oppression of
right,
what this
sure.
country's turned into. Now I've been desensitized because there's so many tens of thousands of police that you don't even notice they're there. And I'm used to showing my ID all over the city. Even outside the security perimeter, I'm now used to holding up my badge, being inspected, being checked. I caught myself yesterday being acclimated to this and being totally used to being searched and inspected and prodded and questioned by stern men bugging their eyes out at me. And understand, I'm clean cut. This is happening to me. They're doing it to old ladies, black ladies, white ladies. They're doing it to young people. They're doing it to everybody. It is, and they know full well we're not terrorists. They're just doing this en masse, and they think they're doing the right thing. Oh, this is to protect society. This is to take care of everything, and that's not what's happening.
No, and as Ron, the caller from New York, mentioned yesterday, what he sees is the new up-and-coming younger cops who have no conscience or no moral compass, and they're more than happy, just like automatons, to execute programs and do what they're told to do and hustle us and treat us like cattle.
Well, you're absolutely right, and that's what's happening, Michael.
Alex, I think we're losing you. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you're fine now. Go ahead.
Good. Well, you know, New York, all these big buildings.
Yeah.
But today we're going to be going to that 4 o'clock protest, covering that. I'll be back in the convention covering Dick Cheney's speech tonight. And we're going to be back in the financial district just reporting and exposing what's happening there. We've entered. Interviewed hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. Another lie we're hearing is that all these New Yorkers just love what's happening. I don't think I found more than one or two New Yorkers that like what's going on. In fact, the cab drivers say this is the worst business they've ever had. People that have appeared 15, 20 years, the city is half empty. At night, you look at the buildings, almost all the lights are out at 9 o'clock in them. Half the city plus has left. They're so disgusted by what's happened.
It is such a tragedy. I think it is. It's such a tragedy that the things are coming to this point.
I'll tell you, Michael, everybody I've talked to says that, even Republicans, that they're trying to exploit 9/11. They're trying to use those deaths. They're trying to use that to act like, you know, they're the good guys saving us. And then we see the speeches. That's all they talk about. It's disgusting.
Absolutely. Let me ask you this. Are you going to hold over to the next segment, or are you going to go?
Sure, I'll hold over to the next segment.
Okay, well then let's continue, because I know what's planned for tomorrow and Friday on your program. Erskine's going to take over?
Sir, he's going to be there, and if you'd like to sit in with him, of course you're welcome to come on for an hour or two with him. We're going to have Paul Watson with his daily analysis joining you, of course, and I'll be calling in with my regular report of what develops, and I'll also be calling in with a report in the middle of the broadcast on Friday, kind of the aftermath of everything that happened here.
Okay, good. And, of course, I applaud you for what you're doing out there. I know it's got to be really hard in the, under the circumstances with the oppression and the evil that you you note. It's got to be an incredible undertaking.
Well, I'll tell you, some people went to the Boston convention and said, oh, it's all for show. The security isn't really that tight, isn't really that high. And then I've talked to reporters who were at Boston and are now here. They say this is at least 20 times what it was in Boston. It is a palpable feeling of oppression. I personally have been threatened with arrest 3 times for videotaping publicly on the street, and this is with press credentials with a film crew behind me. So they're setting the precedent in America where we are surveilled, we are watched, we are tracked, we are traced, but then we pull out cameras, even as members of the press, and we're being threatened. And you say, well, is there a law? And they go, no, this is just the way things are now.
Yeah.
So,
Alex, hold
that. It's all about the exercise of power.
That's
training
it.
Us to be slaves. It's
okay.
A process of domestication.
We've got it. We're going to come back and get with you after the break, okay? Hold on. Alex Jones live in New York. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
And we continue. Our number today, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. And now live from New York, Alex Jones is on the line here with us, and he's giving us a live update on what's going on at the Republican National Convention. And as you're hearing, folks, it's very evil and oppressive. And the police state is definitely in full swing, at least in New York for right now. Alex, welcome back.
Well, thanks, Michael. Yeah, I've talked to a lot of Russians and Chinese and others, and they say their countries are not like this. But here they are up on television about how we're fighting for freedom. We're giving you freedom. Oh, my gosh, I couldn't look people in the eyes in Austria growing up,
yeah,
but I can here in America. Believe me, you look a cop in the eyes here. We talked about that before on speech. They will get in your face, most of them.
Yeah.
They are on a power trip. They love it. They want to be part of this tyranny. They want to be part of this control. I'm not saying all of them, but a lot of them. And it is frightening, and it's sad to see our country turning into this. I mean, they say the terrorists attacked us because they hated our freedom. Well, then why is our government destroying our freedom unless they are the terrorists? Then you look at the evidence. Yes, they are the terrorists. They are the people that carried out 9/11. And that's what we've all got to work harder than ever, because they smell blood, they want total control, they want to dominate, Michael, and they think they've got us on the run, but they don't. And I tell you, that's the elite themselves. The establishment minions are scared to death. They know the people aren't buying the propaganda. I talked about that Zogby poll where 40+% think the government was behind 9/11. That's on the Zogby website, but you don't hear that on the nightly news.
No.
So it's on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com.
Mm-hmm.
And they get up there and talk about getting rid of big government. The government has doubled its growth rate under Bush, double what it was under Clinton. And no, I'm not saying vote for Clinton. These people are all on the same team, and they fool us with this false left-right system.
Yeah, let's talk real quick in the moments we have remaining here. Talk about your film, American Dictators, because this is exactly what you're talking about.
Sure, a new video that we've put out is American Dictators. It's 90 minutes long, shorter than most of my videos, and we go into Bush, Kerry, and how they're cousins, and how they're skull and bones, and how it's staged, and what their policies are, and what the police state is, and we revisit Bohemian Grove. I went back to Bohemian Grove and talked to locals, and that's covered in the film. There's a bunch of different rallies and protests in the film. It's a great video. American Dictators, it's only $20, $19.95, and I would challenge people to get it now, during the election, and to make copies of it and put it on Access TV and get it out to people. The toll-free number to get American Dictators or any of my films is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com to order via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart, Michael.
Yeah, very good. And also, just want to mention at PrisonPlanet.tv, they can watch that. If they're a subscriber to that, they can watch that online and get
That's
to
right.
see it.
All of my videos, a bunch of other great videos by other people, my book, Paul Watson's book, all the best radio interviews we do, text reports weekly. It's all there at PrisonPlanet.tv. And I'm so thankful, Michael, for you filling in for me. You've done a fabulous job. And I'm going to get out of here so you can come back and take calls and cover news in the next hour. And, of course, I'll be back live Monday in studio in Austin, Texas. I'm very thankful to the network for their support, to all the sponsors, number one, to the listeners and God, because we are in this fight against pure evil, and we are going to win. The lies must be exposed, must be defeated.
Yes, and Alex, I want to thank you. I've enjoyed it. It's been an honor to fill in for you, and I'm looking forward to you getting back from New York and getting back in your chair there, okay? All right?
Well, thanks a million, my friend. God bless.
All right, same to you, Alex. Take care. And again, that's Alex Jones in New York at the Republican Convention, and he's going to be back tomorrow to give an update with Erskine. We're going to take the break, and when we come back, we will continue with your calls. Also, coming up next hour, Paul David Collins is going to join me. Now, Paul is the author of The Hidden Face of Terrorism. I thought it would be a really good thing to talk about in light of what's going on now. We're going to get down to how terrorism is state-sponsored and maybe fill in some other blanks. I'm Michael Corbin, sitting in for Alex Jones. We'll be right back after the break.